This is High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Back at Albion College, out-of-town scoreboard, Tim.
End of the first quarter up at Grand Ledge. Jackson High leads Grand Ledge 3-0. End of the first quarter here, Lumen Christie and Marshall are scoreless.
Third and 13 for Marshall at the Lumen 37-yard line. Height and right. Look like some movement. Back to throw it, fires. Intercepted! Josh Bradley. Oh, and is Bradley hit? Bradley was really hit, but he picked it off, and he's up.
Yeah, Forrest Jackson hit him pretty good at the sideline after a nice interception. I'm going to go back to an original point. If you were Marshall, why would you throw?
Well, it was 3rd and 13.
But get six and seven and get a first down on the ground.
They've thrown two passes, both to the wrong team. And Lumen takes over 34-yard line. They spread the field. Bo Bell out of a draw, hitting the backfield. He's buried back there around the 30. And Lumen right under the gun at 2nd and 14. Just underway here in the second quarter on 101.9 and 1450. Bradley in on offense, and he split wide to the right. Liam Daly looking, fires it out here, caught, and Bradley is hit right there. Just a short, about a 3-yard gain. Chris Upright made the stop.
Yeah, Jared DeLand on the stop, Greg, is the cornerback over on the left-hand side, and he was there immediately as Bradley caught the ball. Our other out-of-town score is the game at Grass Lake on 105-3 on the K, and Vandercook Lake and Grass Lake no score at the end of one quarter.
Lumen 3rd and 10, Daly out of a gun this time. He rolls, looks, chased out of the pocket. He lobs it down here. It was incomplete, out of bounds.
Yeah, that was also grabbed by Tyler Torrey, out of bounds. And this begs a question, and Herb mentioned this in the pregame show. This might take us back to 1950 and 60 football. Both teams might be better off keeping it on the ground.
And Daly will be back to do the kicking. On 4th down... and 10 from the Lumen 33. Daly stands at the 20. Snap okay. Low kick. And that will spin out of bounds at about the 38 or 9 yard line. So it's been a real spotty start for Lumen. Marshall has pretty much dominated this first half, but no score. Lumen has two pass interceptions. But their offense was really hurt by a couple penalties on their first drive.
Another Cascades Conference score at the end of a quarter. It's Napoleon 14, Hanover Horton nothing. So after Napoleon loses opening night at Columbia, they came back and they're playing well.
Forrest Jackson up the middle. Dragged down, he got about 5 yards. Here's a flag.
Tackle by Mason Potter.
Holding again. How many holding penalties already? Three or four.
Yeah, there's been quite a few, and it does stand to reason with both teams running the ball as much as they do that there would be more holding than there would be if it was a passing offense.
Takes it back to the 30, first down and 19. For the Red Hawks, no score. 10:20 to go first half on 101.9, 1450. All the scores tomorrow morning for Anderson Distributing and Polly's Country Market Sports Saturday program. Then it's the McKibben Outdoor Show. First and long. Forrest out into the secondary all the way to the 40-yard line, a pickup of 10 on first down. Just outstanding running by Forrest Jackson, the senior at 180. And not only is he quick, Tom, he looks very strong.
Second straight play, Kareem Harris has come up and missed a tackle.
Yeah, he's running right through some arm tackles.
Yeah, I think he ran right through his body these last two times. That's even more disconcerting than just an arm tackle.
Second down and 9.
Because Harris stuck his nose in there and Jackson ran him right over.
Jackson again, same play, same area, runs right around the defense, has a first down, and he'll go maybe all the way. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Forrest Jackson, no flag. Yards on second and 9. Yeah, the disconcerting thing is, Tom, you know it's coming, and you still can't stop it.
Well, again, he ran over several Titan tacklers, and these weren't arm tackles. These guys were hitting him, and Forrest Jackson's a terrific runner. He got on that left side, and he, like a battering ram, went across and went through a couple of Titans on that far side. 61 yards and a score.
Extra point is blocked. Lumen blocks the point. I think it might have been Breeze in there. They got his hand on it. 6-0. Back in 30 seconds with the Marshall kick on 101.9, 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
GOC, Tom Ratchford, and Mike Reed with you tonight from Albion College. Albion's kick brought to you by Elro Steel. Visit the Elro online store for your metals, industrial supplies, plastic needs, Elro.com. So, 61-yard scamper by Forrest Jackson. Extra point block, Marshall up 6-0. Tyler Denbrock doing the kicking for Marshall. Bo Bell back deep in the middle. He let the ball go, and now Marsh is back at the 5, and he'll get hammered at the 17. Miscommunication there by Lumen. And the Titans start a bit of a hole here at the 17-yard line. They had an excellent drive the first time around, but had a couple big plays called back. The last drive was pretty ugly, and they had a holding penalty on that one. Here's Daly, little shovel pass to Bell, and he's hit in the backfield. That little shovel to Bell, and just an outstanding defensive play by Marshall. Upright was there. And Nate Steele was there for Marshall. That's a loss of 2. Lumen really getting pushed around right now.
I think they're getting hit a lot harder tonight than they did against West Catholic. And I can say that in no uncertain terms. This team hits harder than West Catholic. Of course, that was a month ago, and teams have had a long time to improve.
Second and 12. That little inside handoff is hit in the backfield to Bell. Little counterplay to Bo Bell. Steele was there again. Upright was there. And
Garrett Upright, number 53.
And 74 was there, whoever he is. Hunter Nevins.
Boy, Garrett Upright, number 53, is a man at that. He's over the Titans' left guard. That left guard's Logan Martins. He's had a pretty good season. He's having a tough time tonight. Actually, it's over Irwin is where he's playing.
Third and 13, and Daly's back to throw. Throws it long for plate, and that's way over his head. And Marshall had 3 defenders out there, and they had 3 guys right on Daly.
Yeah, one of the men went right through that gap between Irwin and Logan Martins, and he got to the quarterback in a hurry. And he was smart enough not to nail Daly as he threw the ball. So now on fourth down and 14, Titans are going to have to line up for a punt.
Cam Face stands out inside the 50-yard line. Daly will kick it. He's right on the goal line. Guilfoyle, the snapper. Last one was low. This one's perfect. And just a low driving kick. And Face tries to pick it up. That boy, we've seen that fumbled so many times this year. But he got away with it and downed it right near midfield.
And then he, I think, got a little bit...
Maybe dinged up.
Yeah.
That's just not a good decision. You just let that ball... It's not going anywhere.
No, it probably wouldn't have gone another couple of rotations.
Marshall, great field position, up 6-0, ball at the 50. 7:57 to go here in the first half here at Albion College. Upright, Jackson in the backfield. Here's Upright. And he's upright for about 4 yards.
Little slip trap right there because they tried to fake the wide play to the left with the tailback, but Heidenreich just kind of slipped it inside to the fullback, Chris Upright, for a nice gain of about 4 yards on first down, sets up 2nd and 6.
Able Heating and Cooling, Midwest Amusement, Bergman Specialty Products, OmniSource, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, and the Protection Center, part of our group tonight on 101.9, 1450, 2nd and 6. Heidenreich to Jackson. Big hole. And he's got about 4 more, maybe 5.
You have to marvel at the offensive line play of Marshall. Nobody in a white shirt was anywhere near. I mean, it was just a gain of 5. And it closed in a hurry, but that first 5 yards was a thing of beauty. They just wiped Lubin Christie straight back 5 yards.
John Breeze made the tackle. Alger was there too, but not before. Marshall looks at a 3rd and about a yard from the Lubin 41. Go to the fullback, and he just blasts ahead for that yard.
The other thing, when you keep it on the ground, the clock continues to run. 6:37 to go in the second quarter. And Lubin Christie trails Marshall 6-0.
Really no answers so far for Lubin.
Just the 2 interceptions, yeah.
That has really saved him here in the first half. And first down, 38-yard line, 6-0. And that pretty tight eye in the backfield, they go back to Jackson. Hit hard this time. And goes down at the 36-yard line. Tom, out of town.
On the K105-3 game, Vandercook Lake has come back to score. So with 8:37 to go in the second quarter, it's Vandercook Lake 6, Grass Lake 6.
Pickup of 2 there for Forrest Jackson. That's probably as hard as he's been hit. He got hit right at the knees there and got his legs taken out. 36-yard line and a 2nd down. They move there. The right side of the offensive line jumps for Marshall, and that'll cost him 5.
Well, that's a big old tight end that moved here on the right.
Back to the 41.
Marshall kids look like they live in the weight room just like the Lubin Christie kids do.
Boy, they got some big kids. Real stocky.
Yeah, it's almost like a mirror image of each other, except one's in white shirts and gold helmets, and the other's in black shirts and black helmets.
41-yard line, 2nd down and 13.
And right now, Marshall's winning the battle of the offensive line.
Oh, yeah. They're winning both.
Doesn't say that, you know, this can't turn.
No. Marshall takes a timeout. We will take a break. We're back in 30 seconds on 101.9 and 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
With Tom Ransford, GOC, Mike Reed tonight. About 5 to go here in the first half, 6-0 Marshall. Marshall will have a 2nd down and 13. They let that play clock run down and took a timeout to talk about this 2nd down call, and they spread the field. Quarterback is the junior, Heidenreich. 2 passes, 2 interceptions. They fake the jet sweep, and they get Jackson outside. And he's knocked down from behind, but he's got just short of a first down. Conkle made a saving tackle.
I would say that's a touchdown saving tackle by Grant Conkle. And, boy, again, that offensive line just surges forward, and they're knocking Lumen Christie back off their pins. Pretty good faking in the backfield, but it was really a fake back. It wasn't a deception where they're going away from the motion. They went right with it. Jackson off that left side.
Back to the tight eye formation on third and a yard. They give it to upright. Easy yard or two or three. Down to the Lumen. 26-yard line and a first down.
Breeze, Nolan Crowley, Joe Bold at the bottom of the pile. Alger, but they still got the first down.
Yeah, easy. Just offensive line dominating here with 4:20 to go in the first half. Westrick, Friend, Miller, Helcom, Dexter up front. And I told you earlier, they are big. First down. Jackson. Yeah, great tackle by Bradley. Josh Bradley, I think he's the best tackler on the team.
Second time he's been able to, Joe Williams was able to either call that or have a good feeling on it and coach him up, because he made the tackle right as the force man. And he's a very sure tackler, as Greg mentioned. Josh Bradley, the 5'10", 155-pound junior defensive back for the Titans.
Second nine. Spread it out a little bit. Hiding right. Jet sweep. Can they turn the corner? Yes. First down inside the 15. That was number seven, Kevin Kelly.
First time he's carried the ball, I believe, and I think
they're just getting outside, Tom, so easy.
I can't tell if it was. I think it was played on the tackle, but he had to tackle him from behind. And you don't often see a Lumen Christie player tackle the big numbers.
And at the 13-yard line.
Usually they tackle the small ones from the front, but they had to tackle them from behind here to save a touchdown again.
And a first down, red zone for Marshall with three to go here in the first half. And in full command. Jackson to about the 10.
Liam Daly shot, and he did get his hands on the ball carrier, Jackson, just before he could really get any momentum going. So a gain of about two.
Just Martins was in there also. Logan Martins, he's playing defense. And they've tried everybody out there.
Well, you want somebody low to the ground, and I think one of the problems is you start standing up and looking for the ball. Martins, Alger, Breeze is there. Stay low. Low man wins down here on the goal line.
Second about eight. And upright has a couple. He's down to about the 7-yard line.
I think John Breeze might have been there. Wildenhouse certainly on the tackle. Josh Bradley of the Titans at corner went around and kind of got him from behind. But still, Marshall continues to march.
They have a third down and five from the 7. And they go into that wishbone look in the backfield. On third, upright, touchdown.
Lumen Christie had sold everybody out inside, and they were just stranded off tackle play. 6 yards for the score.
I don't think anybody touched them. Just total domination right now by Marshall. They go up 12-0 with 1:45 to go here in the first half. And missed that extra point earlier, likely to go for two here.
That was a heck of a drive from the 50-yard line when they needed it.
And they'll go for two here to try to get it up to 14. On the two-point conversion, they go the same play, and that's in easily. Lumen, absolutely no answers. 14-0 Marshall back in 30 seconds with their kick on 101.9, 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Another Marshall kickoff here for Elrose Steel. Proud to support American manufacturing. Always looking for new employees. Visit their career page at elro.com/careers. Tyler Denbrock has it teed up for Marshall. And they're up 14-0. 1:45 to go till halftime. Bo Bell for Lumen in the middle as a return man. Got some miscommunication last time, and now Marsh cannot pick it up. Gets it late, and is hit hard at the 19-yard line. Marshall is just really out-hitting Lumen Christie. Lumen's going to have to buckle up those chin straps at halftime. They're really getting pounded.
You know, there's probably no other way to put it. They are getting tagged right now. They've been hit like they've never been hit, and you know, people are going to want adjustments, and I say this all the time. The biggest adjustments you can make is in that chin strap.
Lumen, a first down, 19-yard line. And Daly, they shift into an I formation. They pitch it to Bell, 20-25. Good tackle by Upright.
Yeah.
He is one heck of a player.
Yeah, both of them are. Chris Upright. And I assume it's his brother, Garrett Upright, the lineman. Boy, that's a pretty nice bunch.
6 yards for Bo Bell. Clock runs with 1:10. And here's Daly. Oh, they try that draw play, and Marsh is buried in the backfield. Goodness. This is just almost men against boys here in the first half. This is about as bad as I've seen Lumen get beat up in a half of football in a long time. Now, they were down like this to West Catholic, but
they
that
getting,
game was nothing like this.
Yeah, they weren't getting pushed around like this. I'll be honest with you, it could be 4 scores had Marshall elected not to pass and kept the ball on the ground.
At least 3, at least. Third down, Lumen will just run it to Marsh. 25-30. Boy, he almost popped that out. He did get a first down. Just 20 seconds left for Josh Marsh.
That's an effective play for them. Marsh comes from the right side across the left with a pulling guard. Pretty good line blocking right there for the Titans, and they were able to fool Marshall a little bit. But the thing is, when you're getting beat like this physically up front, you can't do a whole lot of fooling.
Action brought to you by American Title Company. With ProCare Automotive, the Collector Zone inside Peterson Jewelers, Jackson YMCA. Big Oktoberfest going on at the Y tonight and all day tomorrow. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. MDL Contractors. Tom?
With 2:56 to go in the first half at Grand Ledge, Jackson High leads now 9-0.
Wow.
They scored a touchdown, had a motion penalty on the PAT, so they didn't convert it. So the Titans have kicked, or Vikes have kicked a field goal and scored a touchdown and lead 9-0 at Grand Ledge with 2:56 to go in the first half.
I would say those are two shocking developments tonight.
Both of them here and there.
Lumen getting their hat handed to them in the first half, and Jackson High, a 9-0 shutout pretty late in the first half at Grand Ledge. Not many teams go into Grand Ledge and win. Lumen with 21 seconds. Daly rolling. He's going to be hit. Gets away, but he doesn't. Now he's got to run it. 35-40, 45, and chased out of bounds near midfield. Good play by Daly. Stop the clock. 10 seconds to go. Got to see more of Daly running the ball.
Yes, he's a great runner, and he was able to elude the pressure put on by Nate Steele.
Steele just missed a sack probably to end the first half.
And then he outran one of the bigger guys that was also there. A good thing there's only 5 officials instead of 7 like a CAAC game, or Bell would have gotten called for a block in the back there.
10 seconds, Lumen out near midfield, and Daly on a roll right. Gets away and throws it long for plate, and that is intercepted by Marshall. Plate and the D-back were there. Marshall picked it off. Number 8, Tyler Torrey, came up with the pass interception.
That's one of those where Plate's got to want it more than Torrey, and Torrey took it right away from him. It was a ball, jump ball,
and Torrey got it away for the pick. And Marshall can run the clock out here with 2 seconds. We think 14-0. Here as we roll toward halftime at Albion College. And Lumen takes a timeout for some reason. If they had somebody dinged up or what happened there?
Maybe just get organized with what you're going to do. Hey, a couple other out-of-town scores. On our game on K105-3, Vandercook came back and scored. They now lead Grass Lake 12-6. Napoleon was leading Hanover 14-0. Jackson High does lead Grand Ledge 9-0 up at Grand Ledge, 2:56 to go in the first half. And here, with 2 seconds to go in the first half, it's Marshall 14, Lumen Christi 0.
And let's see if Marshall just takes a knee here to get to halftime. Ball's at the 13-yard line. I think you want to do anything too silly here. And they do just simply take a knee, and we are at the half with total domination by Marshall. I can't remember really in a long time Lumen getting manhandled the way they have here in this first half. Down 14, they will get the ball to start the second half, and they're going to need the next touchdown to get back in this football game. 3 break, we'll be back. A 14-0 Marshall at the half on 101.9 and 14:50.